At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Random, would you rather question? I'll give you guys one before you head to the phones.
All right.
Blue Angels, I believe, arrived in town today.
And then they'll start, what, flying around tomorrow?
Practice,
I believe
they have two of them.
Two practices tomorrow, and then I think they do the show on Friday,
like,
Saturday,
is
Sunday.
Is it 11 and 1 or 11 and 2, something like that?
That's why James, Allen Iverson is not a Blue Angel.
Practice.
Yep.
I don't need practice.
Well, the train's always different. Plus, they want to fly around the mountain, do their thing.
Wouldn't
I think
you?
I think they like coming out here.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
The view is good. Do you know, in all of the years that I've lived here, and the ridiculous number of flights I've been on, only one time have I come back where you can see Rainier. Once.
Really?
Yeah. And, okay. And look, I know we can see it every day in the summer. It's not that. But to see it from above, and look, I've seen it for 20 years, and it's only maybe 2 years ago. They're like, hey, if you look out your left window, and I was still in awe of it. And I'm thinking, what flights do I need to get on to see freaking Mount Rainier from the plane, man?
One's going south to California.
That is crazy. Generally, it's above the clouds, so you should see it.
Yeah, should. I don't know what it is about our flight path. Yeah. I just never, one time.
You know, the rest of the country, it's so humid that the sky itself looks like there are forest fires.
Yeah.
Okay, there are. they come from Canada. They can smell them now, and they're bitching.
Yeah.
We get them out here, but we do have the bluest, clearest skies place I've ever been in America, other than maybe San Diego. And they get hazy too. Don't get me wrong.
They do,
when you look at the sun in DC, it's a hazy thing. You can't make out the outline of it. You can't really see it.
It's humidity just, and smog, man. You're right.
It's orange. It looks like Capricorn 1.
I will say this: the sunsets in polluted areas, absolutely beautiful. Seriously, man, the colors it gives off, you're like, man, that is gorgeous. It's all pollution, but it's beautiful.
Here's the would you rather. Would you rather be a pilot with the Blue Angels?
Yes.
Or fly your own private jet?
Ooh. Ooh.
Now,
I'm taking the jet.
You get the status with the Blue Angels. Anywhere they go, they're rock stars.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's their job. That's their only job. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure. I don't think they work at, like, you know, Trader Joe's on the weekend.
Right.
This is their job, period.
Correct.
And if they do 10 shows a year, that's it.
You know what? I'm with Mike. I think I'm going to take my private jet because it speaks to, obviously, I'm doing well in the background.
Right.
Whether anyone knows, well, that's the thing. I think knowing my own proclivities, if I own my own private jet, I don't want to be known.
No, you're going to fly it.
There's nothing
that's
anyone.
That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying.
You fly. Yeah. So you might get in it, but you're not going to the back.
To me, the obvious answer is the Blues, except for the fact you got to remember. You got to do boot camp and years of the service before you get to be the pilot of a Blue Angel.
And they have to carry themselves a certain way, even if they're out in public, right? Just the fact, if you recognize that they are a Blue Angel, they still have to uphold, you know, a certain level of professionalism, where if I'm flying my own private jet, wherever it is I go, if I'm a drunken a-hole at the bar, it doesn't matter. I don't have to do anything for you. Well, you can't really report me to anybody.
Even if I picked the Blue Angels, I'd be throwing up in there. I mean, this would be like the worst.
I think once you make it there, if you're a Blue Angel, you got it.
Well, I know that, but me personally.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not flying this thing upside down. I'm not doing your loop-de-loop. Just keep me in a straight line. You guys pace with me. You know,
I'll be the pace plane. You guys do your thing. Now, private jet.
I'm taking the jet.
Yeah, I'm taking, not a Cessna. I want an actual jet.
I mean, back to everything else. Just, I walk out on the runway. There's my plane.
Yeah.
I carry my bag over my shoulder. I get in. They tell me the green light, and I go.
How much work does that take? I mean, in the sense of, I decide I'm going to fly to San Francisco. I want to leave at 6 p.m. tonight. Like, who do I have to contact? What is the flight plan? Right? You know, it's not like you just roll out to your plane and take off like you do with your car. I mean, you deal with the FAA, let them know your flight plan.
Oprah used to do that. That's how she got her results.
Because she's a billionaire.
They did not put that on a like a FedEx.
Right.
They came out and got it, and then flew it back. fast.
Correct, but Thrall's right. You still got to check in because you can't just be in the airspace.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just wondering. Well, it's not the end of the world, but just how much notice do you have to give them that this is your plan? In other words,
depends on where you keep your plane.
Yeah, true.
I mean, you can keep it at the Gig Harbor Airport and just walk up and go, "Hey, John, I'm out."
Right.
Or, you know, you can be in a bigger airport, I guess.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be a pilot. It's one thing to own a plane. It's another thing to be a pilot that owns your private jet. And they must have different speed regulations. Because, like I said, I knew a guy that flew private jets for people with money. And he was just like, look, if the typical commercial airliner goes like 440, 480 miles an hour on average, they can go faster. That's how they, quote unquote, make up time. But he's like, yeah, bro, look, man, we flew from New York to Seattle in 3.5 to 4 hours. And I'm almost like, why does it take us so long? He's like, because you're on a commercial plane.
Saving fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and plane travel, Miles is right. To save fuel, they have slowed down over the years. It takes different flights. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at the current roster of these Blue Angels. My guy in the slot, Wes. Trash Perkins.
Trash Perkins.
Trash. All right.
That's his call name.
Do they all have nicknames?
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
I think it's technically a call sign.
A call sign.
Yeah. Okay. He's trash. All right. How do you think he earned that?
That's what I want to know. Like,
does he drink a lot?
He probably ate a half a donut out of the trash can.
Yeah, or is his cockpit dirty? You know what I'm saying? All right. What else you got?
You have the flight leader, commanding officer. That's going to be Adam Gilligan Bryan.
Gilligan?
Gilligan.
He gets lost a lot. All right.
Well, it's not good if he's the leader.
3 hour, tore my ass.
Right wing, you have Jack Rico, whatever his last name is.
Still throwing a football. All right.
I like Rico.
What's his last name? Kelly?
K-E-I-T-Y?
Kilty.
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 Let's see.
I'd have been wing. Guilty, Kilty.
You have Brandon Wobbly Wilkins.
Wobbly. That's the pilot I want.
The wobbler.
Yeah, he's out of the left wing.
Whoa.
Then in the slot, you got our guy Trash. Lead solo, you have Thomas Franz Zimmerman.
Ooh.
Franz.
Probably Franz.
Oh, man. Either way.
Franz.
All right.
Opposing solo, you got Connor Buddy O'Donnell.
All right, buddy.
And then the narrator, of course, is Scott Goldilocks.
Goldilocks.
All right. L-A-U-X.
Oh.
Awesome.
Locks?
Loose? I don't know.
Yeah. Close enough. Goldie they call Louse. Him Goldie.
Yeah. All right. What would the call sign be, Ted?
Squirrel.
Squirrel?
He's a little nutty when he's in the sky.
Okay, I dig it.
I want to say tomorrow, it's like, I know they have two practices. One is like 11, I think.
Yes.
The other one's probably around 2 o'clock or whatever. Well, the thing is that you will see traffic stopped out in front of 5th. And you'll be like, what is going on? And then this whole police escort will come down the middle of a 5th, even on the practice runs.
Correct.
They get a police escort.
Well, they stay right around the corner.
Down to Boeing.
Ah, okay.
So even if it's Seafair, whatever the deal is, if you're wondering, like, why am I being stopped in traffic right now downtown? They're policing those guys down.
Also, a word to the wise that happened to me last year in that earlier practice, like 11, 1130, just be very careful looking up in traffic.
Yes, 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 yes.
I definitely almost rear-ended somebody.
And look, we will be distracted for the first part of the show tomorrow because we look at I-5. That's part of their flight path, man. And every time they go by, we turn into little children again.
Like,
and we're all pointing out the window like kids.
You could have emergency vehicles going by our building. We rarely hear them where we are. The two things that we hear are the Blue Angels and the dude with the thumb and bass on I-5.
Yeah, no kid.
Sometimes you just hear them.
And once in a while, because of the medical vac, not the regular ones, but one of those Blackhawks will cruise up here. And you hear that.
Yeah, you can't hear that.